Right now, it's the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Air.
Thanks, Daw. Appreciate it, Daw. Mm-hmm. So, the shock of my life this morning as I was heading out.
This was the shock of your life.
Shock of my life.
It's oversold.
It was pretty violent. So, I was going out to my vehicle this very morning. And on the way out to my vehicle, I passed my trash cans. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to check and see how full these things are. Because I had some stuff that I wanted to throw away in there, and I was going to see how much room was in there. I was going to throw away some stuff later. So, now you have to imagine, I've got my backpack on, and I've got my cup of coffee, the very one that you see here in my hands that is now empty, but it's my... Isn't that pleasant?
Mm, it's official.
It's like a, what do you call these kind of things? Insulated cups, mm-hmm. Something like that. And I'm holding that in my hand, okay? So I'm holding that in my right hand, and I lift up the lid of the trash can with my left. And all of a sudden, the world explodes as the largest couple of raccoons jump out of this trash can.
That is the shock of your life.
I mean, it was like the old gag of the, here, open this mixed can of nuts. And you open it up and those boingy snakes come out of, you know, the old gag, the party trick gag.
Man. Do you have a security camera where we could watch this?
No. And gosh, I wish I did, because I'd thought about putting a camera on the trash cans, because raccoons have been getting in there and tearing through the garbage. And they'll stroned the garbage across the back area there, because they just go to town eating all my leftovers.
So it's a, is it the, what seems like everyone has the same trash can now? It's plastic and it has the handle on one side and it lifts
up.
Yeah,
and somehow they just get in there.
How?
It's no problem for them to get in there.
How do they climb up the side of that?
And
they
lift
have little
it up.
Hands.
Yeah,
they
I know, but it's so slick. Do they jump and grab the handle?
I don't know. That's why I wanted to put the camera out there, to see how they're doing this.
Do like a backflip onto the top of the trash can.
It was just recently that I was like, I'm going to fit a latch onto this trash can. I'm going to just, you know, drill into it and make a latch. That way these raccoons can't keep getting in there. Because it's just a buffet for them. Every week, those things are getting in there and stroning in trash everywhere. So I lift this thing up, and an explosion of raccoon happens.
Did you scream?
Yes. I not only screamed, but I screamed out for Jesus using his first and last name.
See there? I think that
the
is the
middle
reaction.
Of the night. I had to have wakened up someone.
High pitch scream?
Yeah. Well, no, it was like, and once again, Jesus will understand this because he understands radio and he understands radio recreation.
Oh, no. Okay. He used his name.
Yeah. I went, Jesus Christ!
Oh, no.
It was like that.
And it's just us, raccoons.
And it echoed through the canyon, like from 40 different camera
Why
angles.
Why are you yelling? You're a foot from me.
That's what the raccoon said. As it ran away, it stopped and turned and looked at me and said that over his shoulder. God, that would have been great. So the problem was, I had this cup of coffee in my hand when I did it, and I, you know, my arms went up in the, what I would describe as the Kennedy defensive position.
Okay.
God.
Just always right near your trachea.
So
always comes back to that.
Both palms to the throat.
And there's no lid on this coffee cup. So I threw it basically right up in the air. Oh, geez, I just did some more. And it landed all over my right side. So then there's a secondary scream.
Because now you're scalding.
Because
your
now
right
I'm scalding
shoulder.
Myself. I mean, it was inside of my hair. It was all over my right shoulder.
The raccoons high-five each other after you did that?
Oh, they were laughing so hard.
They have a high-five routine where they were hitting high legs together.
They were up there. It was an end zone celebration for them. because they had won on two counts. And so now I'm scalding myself, and I'm just, help me, someone, please. All at 4 a.m, so it's like...
Yeah, it sounds terrible if you're a neighbor.
Later than that, but 4:45. So, yes, neighbors are concerned. Did see a couple lights go on.
All the way down the street, lights yeah. just...
So now I'm sitting here, and then I'm going, oh, my gosh. I'm gonna, and it's this really strong kind of coffee. You guys drink Nespresso?
Oh, yeah.
It's, I don't know what it is, but the stuff smells like dirt water. And so that's all over me, and now I just can't stand the stench that's all over me, and I've soaked the shirt. I'm too lazy to go back in and change.
That's the same shirt?
No. So this is so low rent. Because I'm so lazy, I don't want to go back in and
change.
You have
to have a shirt in your back seat.
In the back of the vehicle, like in the trunk.
Where all the blood is.
There wasn't blood in my trunk, sir.
Not this time.
And there happened to be this shirt that I'm wearing right now that was back there that I always keep. Do you guys do this? You keep an emergency shirt?
No.
Nah, it's not a bad idea, I guess.
I always keep emergency shirt and emergency jacket.
Especially if you have a raccoon coffee moment.
What? I just punched in on the ticket and heard that. What does that mean?
Not emergency underwear?
No.
That's not a bad idea.
What if you have a blowout?
At our age, that's not a bad idea.
Gross.
Hey, that stuff happens in here.
No, I keep an emergency jacket, emergency shirt, and emergency typewriter. So
that's
pretty
important.
Much the same as everyone else. I'm just like you guys, you know, just a regular guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have in the back of my seat. Oh, and I also have remember the things that Shan sent us, the things at Direct Planes?
Yeah.
I have those in the back,
That's
too.
A good idea.
I don't
what
know
are you
why.
Do with those? You know, direct traffic?
In case I get stuck on a runway. My car becomes SUV disabled on a runway.
Because
I
want to
make sure that I can direct the plane away from me.
Drawn to light.
If you get stuck on a shoulder of a highway with a flat tire, you could have your companion get out and use those to direct traffic away from you while you change the tire.
Yeah, but the problem is exactly what George said.
People are attracted
to
lights.
Attracted to moving lights.
Yeah.
And half the time, I think that any sort of unusual light will just make someone plow into you. Why does that happen
Especially
all the time?
Especially the drunk. It's like a tractor beam to drunk drivers.
So I pull out this shirt. I become half naked out in public in the middle of the night. The raccoons got a kick out of that, seeing me shirtless as they stood over on the fence line
the
laughing
shirtless.
At me.
Just say, well, sorry, I spilled coffee.
Sorry, coffee. What? Wait, you're shirtless because of coffee? What do you mean?
I got scared by some raccoons.
You got what? By raccoons?
Yeah, they're in the garbage can.
In what garbage can? Up here?
Does this story end? Does it end with you putting these raccoons out of their misery?
No.
Yeah. Just take out a Glock and take some shots at
them. No. It is their right to raccoon around. That's what they're going to do. But I need to start securing these garbage cans somehow. Because now after the show, I'm going to go get in my car and it's going to smell like a dirt water farm because of that shirt that's in the back right now that's soaked with coffee. I mean, it's all in my hair and everything. But I have noticed my hair has a nice luster after washing it with coffee. So I scare of my life the raccoons that exploded. And thankfully, they didn't jump on me. I mean, they missed me by like a foot.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
They didn't take a swipe at you on the way out?
No. But even if they scratched you, couldn't that
kill
mean
you?
Rabies
yes.
or SARS?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or measles or something?
Bird flu.
Smallpox? What all do they carry?
Everything.
Okay, well, I'm hearing there, AIDS. Walker's saying that raccoons have AIDS.
What do raccoons carry? Says here, a first aid kit.
Say a fountain pen.
Hot dog.
First aid kit, fountain pen, and a hot dog.
Let's see. They are one of the most common species to carry rabies.
See there?
Uh-huh.
And rabies is one of the things you do not want to get. It's horrible. You ever seen that footage of the dude trying to drink a glass of water. He has rabies.
No.
Yeah. Yes, I have seen that.
And isn't rabies like 99% fatal? Maybe even higher?
Isn't in the human? Rabies?
Yeah.
99%.
Yeah, I think that if you get rabies, that you're a goner. It's really? Real. Yes. It's yeah. Lethality is way up there.
According to the World Health Organization,
who?
Rabies is virtually 100% fatal.
Dang.
Darn.
See there? And I always thought my mom was paranoid by declaring that I needed to watch out for rabies. Like every time when I went out to go play, watch out for rabies.
Those dogs are like, unvaccinated.
Jeez. I'm just going into the front yard. I just, yeah, there's rabies out there. It's ready to eat you up.
60,000 people die of rabies worldwide every year. 40% are children under the age of 15. I guess they're petting dogs and.
Yeah. Yeah. That is really high to me. 60,000?
Yeah. It's a lot.
I wonder if that's worldwide. In more that's developing countries that don't vaccinate. Do we get vaccinated? Don't we don't get vaccinated for rabies.
Mm-mm.
Wait, why are dogs vaccinated for rabies but humans aren't? Because is it a rough vaccine on humans? Or is it...
I don't know.
You can treat because, rabies.
I don't think you can.
If you catch it early enough, you can.
Yeah.
Once it reaches a certain point, you're dead. But yeah, if you catch it early enough, you're fine.
Remember, I've heard many times on the news where they say somebody was bitten by a dog and now they're undergoing a painful series of rabies shots.
Yes, but that's not treating rabies. I think that's a preventative for getting rabies, right? I guess it's a form of treatment, but I'm saying that they haven't tested positive for rabies and then they're treating it. They're doing some kind of preventative thing.
Vaccinating dogs for rabies stops the transmission at its source. According to the World Health Organization.
Who do you keep talking about?
So cheap.
So that was my encounter with the raccoons. Now the next step is for me to capture them on film doing their marauding and piratey stuff that they do. Because raccoons are the most piratey of all animals, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Even more than possums?
Yes. I think so. I know the raccoons at our house have caused way more damage and sleepless nights than the possums.
So I've seen raccoons. I watched raccoons from this very garbage can steal a package of marshmallows, like those jumbo puffed size that were about 3 years old.
Yeah, why
stole them
they?
Out of the garbage can, took them to the middle of the driveway, and sat there and just one by one down the whole bag. Watched them do the whole thing. And I was laughing because I'm going, that thing's going to have the biggest stomach ache and I'm going to laugh and laugh. Care.
They got normal.
The thing
stomachs.
ate 3 pounds of sugar in about 15 minutes.
They don't care.
They don't care about nothing, do they?
All right, Gordo, thank you. Sir. That's the Odex.
Okay. It would be a cool animal to ride, though. They do seem to have strong legs. You know, those ostrich legs, they look like they could...
I don't think it'd be as smooth.
What do you mean? With you or me on it? Or are you talking about
anybody?
Do you think that somehow the two legs makes it a rougher ride than a four-legged animal vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for a moment, can we pause and recognize Karen, the ostrich, who passed away because she stuck her neck out for zoo.
Don't laugh at that.
Now he's taking half-court shot.
Greg.
In the 9 o'clock hour.
Anyway, so we do recognize Karen. She is our P1 Ostrich of the Week.
Okay.
Isn't that touching? I won't hide my head in the sand to honor her.
There you guys go. That's how you ride an ostrich.
Look at there. That guy's got
Wait, how's that
the
guy
neck.
Riding it?
He's holding it around the neck.
I don't see
who is this guy?
Looks
that's
like a tiger.
That's a fake image, right?
That's not.
Hello.
That's real.
Is
For real.
Looks like some dude.
Sunday Red on?
No.
Landscaping
Tiger Woods.
Crew that just jumped on an ostrich.
I've got lots of these. I can show you more.
Like computer, or are you on the internet?
I'm on the computer. Internet. There's
Man.
One.
He's being taught to ride an ostrich.
Or being spotted.
I've got more.
There's a guy running along beside him.
There's a lot more where these came from.
Yeah, AI generated.
No, they're not. Look at that. That's an actual ostrich race.
Boy, that's
with jockeys.
They got the jockeys. Yeah. Got the helmet and everything.
Pretty cool. Look how stupid those legs look on those ostriches.
Here comes Orb.
Not every picture.
Now we need to find the Dale and Norm riding the same ostrich.
Not every picture of ostrich race is AI generated.
I think it is. I think it is.
All right,
new levels
of
dumb
conversation ever.
I pretty much met the guy until one day I was reading the paper and saw the article about the murder in Carthage, Texas. How he shot the old woman and stuffed her in a freezer. I saw the name and thought, well, that can't be the same one. And then I did a little research, confirmed it was my old classmate. He was a weird dude back then and weird now. Amazing how he scammed his way all those years and is still doing it even at the prison. Now, I take exception to that because the reason he was in the news again was because he was suing to get air conditioning put in our Texas prisons, and we actually should do that.
Right.
He said the movie about it is good, and Jack Black really nailed him. So, actually knew Bernie. P1 Andrew says, longtime listener, first time emailer. I was listening to Muse in the News this morning and heard your story about the inmate at the Estelle unit in Huntsville that lawsuit due to the lack of AC in Texas prisons. I spent 5.5 years in various Texas prisons.
Whoa.
From 2013 to 2018. And let me tell you that the heat is like sitting on the sun. I'm not exaggerating whenever I literally burned my arm and legs on the steel beds that we had in there because it was so hot in our cells. We would have to soak our t-shirts in the sink and then put them on our mats in order to lay down.
Wow.
Because it was so hot.
Miserable.
Keep in mind, some of the units have cells that have no windows, and it's like a brick oven in those cells. Now, the TDCJ will tell you that they supply the inmates with cold water during the summer days. Well, that consists of one cooler of water that's supposed to quench the thirst of 8 inmates. They would typically refill the coolers with ice water 3 times a day, but as soon as they filled them, the line would form and the coolers would empty within 10 minutes.
Golly.
Wow.
And if you weren't fortunate enough to be able to buy a pair of shorts and a t-shirt from the commissary, you had to bake in those thick white prison uniforms all day long. Yeah. Long sleeve, long pants. He said it was unbearable, and I don't wish that hell on my worst enemy. If you have any other questions about my time in prison, I'm happy to answer them. He adds, that's from Andrew.
You know, most of those prisons have, like he mentioned, very few windows, if any. These concrete walls, these steel roofs.
Roofs.
You can see that the temperature in there might get up to 150?
Yeah, I think it was Texas A&M did a study on it, and they found that it got up to 149 in one of the prisons.
God. Wow. Just amazing.
Ronald has a different take on ACs in prison. If you can't do the climb, don't do the crime.
Okay.
So. We did the story Muse in the News today about a guy who's filed a class action lawsuit because he claims a 24-ounce cup of draft beer that he bought at a Cinemark actually could only hold 22 ounces. Earth is Fun tweeted a couple years ago, a guy did a video at a Mavs game where he poured large beer into a smaller sized cup and it was the same. It held the same amount. So with the design of the cup, they make you think that it's larger.
Dang.
And you pay more. You spend a couple bucks more.
$12 for those things or whatever.
No.
That's incredible.
Yes. Ryan says, I was waiting for my food at a fast food place, and I saw the fry person with different size containers lined up for orders. watched as he put the same amount in all of them, which was one scoop. He used the same scoop and filled each one of them with the same amount.
This is something I've never really thought of. I'm going to start watching for this in places.
Yes. But they're all the same. It's just all the same.
So wrong.
That is messed up, yo.
But we're selling you an emotional experience is what we're doing. That's the upcharge.
Right.
We're selling you the experience of buying a large.
Yes, yes, yes.
The bragging rights of walking around with a large
right,
cup.
Right, your lard and savory, a.k.a. the real guy sports, tweeted this out. He said, drink cups and tumblers like spilled today, Gordon, when the raccoon jumped out at you. They're so oversized now that they sell car cup holder converters and expanders. This is the cup keeper, is the one he convert cup holders to fit oversized beverage containers. Look how big this thing is, how it telescopes down to a regular cup size to fit in your cup holder, and then up top it really flares out. That's pretty genius. Look into that when I drive around with my vat of Diet Coke. I'm proud of myself. I only have one soft drink a day. Actually, sometimes two. I have the morning Diet Coke that I finish, and then sometimes I get one for lunch.
What were you up to at your peak?
Man, Craig, it's interesting.
Craig,
because at dinner, you know, unlimited fills, if you're going to a restaurant, I would sometimes have like seven of those.
Gosh.
And then I'd wonder why I couldn't sleep at night.
Right.
And then I finally put it together. And that's when I started my rule of no caffeine afternoon.
Yep.
It's important to a lot that goes on. And story of two animals. First story. The Topeka Zoo and Conservation Center in Kansas.
Topeka has a zoo?
Yeah.
Does every town of a decent size have a zoo?
I don't know if every town does, but capable.
Does Abilene have a zoo?
I don't know if every town has a zoo, but they're capable.
Decent-sized towns are capable of having a zoo. There's a zoo in Gainesville.
That needs to be on a shirt. Decent-sized towns are capable of having a zoo. If you saw a guy walking towards you with that written out on the front...
Gainesville, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right,
yeah.
I just looked it up. Abilene does have a zoo.
See?
So any town of a decent size has a zoo.
Okay. You make fun of what I say and say that on a t-shirt, but I speak the truth.
Has a zoo?
Okay, but you also made a statement
that... Decent sized town has a zoo.
It's hard to disprove. Decent sized towns are capable of having a zoo. I mean, what...
But we don't think they are. No way, Abilene has one.
I think they're capable of having one.
Yes, they do.
I thought he was asking about, do they actually have one?
And Tyler has one. Not our Tyler, but Tyler, Texas.
Ty.
Anyway, back to the Topeka Zoo and Conservation Center in Kansas. Their beloved ostrich has passed away after swallowing a staff member's keys.
Ooh.
So clearly, it was planning a prison break, and it did not go well.
Get the keys, yeah.
Their five-year-old ostrich named Karen. Hold on. Just need a moment. Okay. It's an odd name for an ostrich, isn't it?
Karen?
Yeah. She reached behind her exhibit's fence and grabbed the keys, I guess, from the employee, and the staff had to consult with experts around the U.S. They were trying to figure out how can they get the keys back surgically? Are there any non-surgical efforts we can do to help her minimize the impact of these keys? But unfortunately, the efforts were unsuccessful. But they had fun activating the Apple AirTag on the key ring. Karen was euthanized and passed away in the staff's hands. So.
Can you ride an ostrich?
After asking to speak to the manager last time, she passed away.
That's why they named her that.
What's that, George?
Can you ride an ostrich?
Yeah, remember they used to do ostrich races back in the like horse tracks. When you see like little jockeys riding,
and then I thought, wait, no, that's crazy. You can't ride an ostrich.
You saw the documentary Swiss Family Robinson, didn't you?
They rode ostriches in that.
Yeah, they had that animal race when one of them rode an ostrich. Yeah,
didn't Dale race Norm on ostriches?
No,
that was a camel or an elephant.
Or an elephant. Either one. Would you ride an ostrich if we had someone up here that brought a rideable ostrich?
Yeah.
Do you have to saddle an ostrich, or do you just hang on to its
mane? Bear wing.
Woo! You hang on to its bear wing?
Well, I was going to say bear back. Do you call that? I guess an ostrich has a back.
You guess an ostrich has back. Do ostriches have bats? You would go bareback with an ostrich? George?
Ride it? Yeah.
Ride it hard?
So to speak.
I might go home early.
What? We're talking about animal racing. What are you talking about?
Having a little fun here.
According to the internet, in some countries, people have been known to race each other while riding on the back of ostriches.
Vague and passive voiced. Do any countries use ostriches as a primary form of transportation?
No.
No.
I'm pretty safe in saying no.
Okay. It would be a cool animal to ride, though. They do seem to have strong legs. You know, those ostrich legs, they look like they could...
I don't think it'd be as smooth.
What do you mean? With you or me on it? Or are you talking about anybody? Do you think that somehow the two legs makes it a rougher ride than a four-legged animal vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for a moment, can we pause and recognize Karen, the ostrich, who passed away because she stuck her neck out for zoo?
Don't laugh at that.
Who's taking half-court shot?
Greg.
In the 9 o'clock hour.
Anyway, so we do recognize Karen. She is our P1 Ostrich of the Week.
Okay.
Isn't that touching? I won't hide my head in the sand to honor her.
There you guys go. That's how you ride an ostrich.
Look at there. That guy's got
riding it?
He's holding it around the neck.
I don't see
who is this guy?
Looks
that's
like a tiger.
That's a fake image, right?
That's not.
Hello.
That's real.
Is
for real.
Looks like some dude.
Sunday Red on?
No.
Landscaping
Tiger Woods.
Crew that just jumped on an ostrich.
I've got lots of these. I can show you more.
Like computer, or are you on the internet?
I'm on the computer. There's one.
He's being taught to ride an ostrich.
Or being spotted.
I've got more.
There's a guy running along beside him.
There's a lot more where these came from.
Yeah, AI generated.
No, they're not. Look at that. That's an actual ostrich race.
Boy, that's...
With jockeys.
They got the jockeys. Yeah. Got the helmet and everything.
Pretty cool. Look how stupid those legs look on those ostriches.
Here comes Orb!
Not every picture...
Now we need to find the Dale and Norm riding the same ostrich.
Not every picture of ostrich race is AI generated.
I think it is. I think it is. All right, new levels of dumb.
Dumbest conversation ever.